don't know if we have any young people who would like to come up to the front. The young people look kind of busy over there in the corner. Oh, we've got one brave soul. Right. Hello. Thank you for coming up to help me. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, we just heard the story of Jesus feeding 5,000 people with... Did you? You learned it on your last week of RE. That's fantastic. So you know how many loaves of bread they had?
I think it was five.
Five, that's absolutely right. And how many fish?
I think two.
Two. Spot on. So when Jesus fed the people... Do you think he was just worried about feeding their bodies, or do you think he wanted to feed their souls as well?
He wasn't worried about feeding them. He was worried about how much there's going to be and how is it going to be even.
How it's going to be even, so it's making it fair. That's really important. So the bread and the fish fed people's bodies, but the feeding of the bodies was also about trying to feed them spiritually. So do you know what I mean by being spiritually fed?
Yeah, like happiness.
Like happiness, absolutely. So things that inspire us and excite us and bring us closer to God and make us happy. And today we're celebrating St. Ethelwald, whose picture we've got on the wall right there. And do you know who he was?
I think he might have been a disciple or a martyr.
No, so he was much later than Jesus. In the 900s, he was a monk and later became a bishop. But you know what he did that was really special for us? He had the abbey in Abingdon built. So he lived here. Amazing, isn't it? And Ethelwald was also interested in feeding people spiritually. He was really concerned about building places like Abingdon Abbey where monks could gather and do three important things. Pray and learn and work. And I think that's a pretty good model for us. Pray, learn, work. So when we gather together on a Sunday, we pray together, and that's really important and helps us together grow closer to each other and grow closer to God. And when we pray at home, that helps us feed our relationship with God and nourishes our spirit. And learning. So school's finished now, isn't it?
Yeah, summer holidays.
Your summer holidays. Are you still learning stuff?
I do PC rock stuff
sometimes. Yeah, so we can learn things even when we're not at school. Even those of us who are too old to go to school anymore. Because you're never too old to learn. But in the summer holidays, do you like reading books?
Yeah.
Yeah, so reading books. Even if they're fiction books, made up stories, we can still learn because fiction helps us imagine what it might be like to live somebody else's life. So that helps us develop what we call empathy, where we feel what other people are feeling. And that helps us to love our neighbor the way Jesus taught us to. And of course, if we learn facts about the world around us, we're learning then about God's world. And that can help us to grow closer to God and to love God more as well. And we can learn things by... Do you ever go for a walk along the... on the Ock walk? The Ock path?
No.
Or along the Thames?
No.
No? Anybody here ever go for a walk along the Ock path or along the Thames? Yeah, lots of people, lots of hands going up. Looking at nature, noticing things about the world around us. That's another way we can learn. We can learn about the plants and the animals that are around us. And again, help us to appreciate and grow closer to God, who is the creator of this beautiful world. So that's praying and learning, and then there's working. That's one that not everybody likes so much. But for Ethelwald and for his monks, that was an important part of their day and their life. And it was often manual work, like working in the garden. Do you do any gardening?
We do sometimes.
Do sometimes. Anybody here like to do any gardening? Yeah, again, lots of nods, lots of hands. But we do other work as well. Some of us still have jobs that we go to every day, and some of us will volunteer here in church doing the stewarding or during the week. Other people might volunteer at one of the charity shops or the food bank, and working's really important because, well, it's good for us, it's good for our bodies and our minds, but it also helps to keep us humble if we're doing work for ourselves and not expecting other people to do things for us all the time. And that humility then also helps us to be open to growing close to God. So, praying, learning, working feeds our soul, and all three help us grow closer to God. And so we celebrate what Ethelwald did here, building the abbey, and the example of him and his monks that we can follow today. Thank you very much for your help.